Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always.
Always.
Use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
All know what that means. That means Hockey Talk on Chair Shot Radio, a part of the Chair Shot Radio Network here on thechairshot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
And as always, I am your good friend Patrick O'Dowd, and I am joined by the lawyer David Ungar. I am recording to you not from the basement dwelling office, the isolation chamber, the O'Dowd isolation chamber, as Craig DeMarco shared with the entire world. And I actually said on the podcast, both podcasts last week, I was like, hey, everybody, be a little patient. I'm feeling a little under the weather. And under the weather for me was, oh, I've got a little bit of a sinus thing, which I have happen every winter. Every January, Dave, I get sinus pressure and pain. I take some Aleve D and I go about my day. But in this COVID environment, I was like, of course, I got to get tested. First day back to work, I turned my test in on Monday. Tuesday afternoon, I get a COVID contact tracing phone call, which you only get from the university if you test positive, and I tested positive. So here I am with what isn't actually a listed symptom of COVID-19. So I'm technically asymptomatic. It's weird because I'm not experiencing the other stuff. Like, I don't have like some big whooping cough. I don't have a fever. I don't have muscle aches and pains. Like, I have a sinus irritation. That's what I got going on right now. But here I am. I'm in the isolation chamber. And of course, isolation's hard, dude. I don't know. Did you have the COVID? Have you caught the COVID?
I have not.
So, you know, when you catch it, they then go through these, like, here's the isolation protocols of the things you need to do. Somebody should bring you your food separate. You shouldn't eat with your family. Okay. You should use a separate bathroom. Okay. We got a guest bath. I can make that happen. You should spend your time in one room as much as possible, doing the best we can. Still, the little O'Dowd, we believe, has also caught the bug. Poor kid started coming down with something yesterday. He is bouncing around the house like he always does when he has cold. It's weird because he doesn't seem to be too terrible, but like, he's a little less bouncy. I'll buy that. He has binged watched the crap out of The Simpsons this morning. So that's what's been going on with me, man. So what's up with you?
Well, I'm kind of the opposite of that. My work now wants us to do like these at home COVID tests before we go anywhere on, work related business. And so Yeah, we couldn't tell. Like, I actually went to make two, like, in-person appearances this week. And both times, like, the board the court where I go was shut down. Although the one day the presiding judge like opened up a separate wing that we didn't even really know existed, but he got an exemption from the state to do it. And then like yesterday we went down there and it was all shut down. And the judge is like, didn't you guys know? And it was like, no one told us about it. So we're all sitting there in the parking lot doing parking lot lawyering and that sort of thing. But yeah, I mean, I did the at home test and I was like, everybody's catching this thing. I'm going to probably have it, but I don't feel anything negative. So I'm like, all right.
Attaboy. Cool. Well, we're here. Of course, we're not here to talk about my COVID woes. We're here to talk some hockey. This week was a special week in the NHL as my St. Louis Blues took on your Washington Capitals on Friday, this past Friday. And we're here to talk all about that game. I'm happy to talk all about that game.
Dave, sure you are.
We are going to talk about a couple of nice stories that came out of the NHL this week, a couple of stories that it just, for me personally, kind of warmed the cockles of my heart. Dave knows about both of them, hasn't really done a lot of reading on them. I sprung them on him. And we'll do that after our first commercial break. Second commercial break will happen after those two stories, and then we'll talk a little bit about the Blues and the Capitals, because this is a meeting that is over 860 some days in the making and was a game for a period.
Yeah, and exactly.
We'll just leave it at that. So when we come back, a couple of pieces of news from around the NHL. You are listening to Chair Shot Radio Hockey Talk Edition here on the Chair Shot Radio Network, a part of the chairshot.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Go to powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT. Get your free month. Again, that's powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
We'll be right back.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Hockey Talk on Chairshot Radio, Chairshot Radio Network, part of the Chairshot.com. And today, with the NHL resuming play, we've had a few games under our belts, and there's been a little action here and there. We'll talk probably a little bit more about that in the second half. But I wanted to draw your attention to a couple of good stories, good things that happened out of the NHL this week. And I wanted to start with a story out of Seattle/Vancouver. And I came upon this story, and it's been made national news. I actually came upon this story by accident on my Twitter feed. I was on my Twitter feed, and I saw a post from the Vancouver Canucks that was sent on behalf of a man named Brian Hamilton, who is an assistant equipment manager for the team. And he was asking for help tracking down a woman who, at the Seattle Kraken game, after the game was over, got his attention and showed him a note on her phone. And the note on her phone apparently said something along the lines of, "I saw this mole on the back of this. There's this mole on the back of your neck. It looks like it might be cancer, and you should see a doctor." He took that advice, and it turned out that, yes, he had a cancerous mole on the back of his neck. They were able to address it and really kind of help save him from something relatively serious. So they were trying to track it down. And tracked it down. So, yeah, so they tracked. They asked for some help tracking this person down. And the woman did. Her name is Nadia Popovici. And yeah, that's a mouthful. And they were able to get them together. I guess they alerted him back in October, and yeah, they were able to get together and put some swag out there. It was a melanoma, and it was just a great story. And it's just one of those things that, I thought it was worth a little chat. And as somebody who is a pasty faced dude with skin cancer as a real risk in his family, a nice story.
Yeah, that's I mean, that's an interesting thing. It's like, wow, that mole looks, I better tell him about that. I wonder if he knows about that. And then it turns out to be not just like, you know, as you know, I mean, skin cancers have come in varying different varieties. You know, you got squamous cell, basal cell. Those aren't such a big deal. Melanoma is a different story. That stuff can kill you.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that's good that they caught that in time. So yeah, that's a cool story. Yeah. See, I'm like, although I'm a white guy like you, the Jewish genes in me come out, and I end up being quite dark, you know, if I get a tan or something like that. But yeah, I mean, it's something I got stuff all over me as well. Like, hey, I wonder what this is, you know? So yeah, well, I mean,
the audience needs to know about your skin conditions, I just think. Yeah. But good on the Canucks for doing the outreach, really. And, you know, we like to rag on Canadian hockey franchises quite a bit on this podcast. Go back and listen to, I don't know, anytime we talk about Canada.
Did we break down the entire Canadian hockies in your team sucks segment?
The short-lived your team sucks segment that we did. Yeah, we literally just ripped all of Canada, all of the Canadian NHL teams. And so that was I had fun. I don't know that they had fun, but like I had a good time with that bit. So good on a franchise. Like I really do think that's good on a franchise for them to do. And to just acknowledge that, because that turned out to be kind of a big deal. And so I'm going to toast my morning coffee to the Vancouver Canucks.
I will join you in that.
Excellent. And then we're going to shift gears because we're going to toast another person today. We've been talking a lot of milestones lately on this show, and most of them have surrounded your boy Alex Ovechkin. But we would be remiss if we didn't note that a couple of days ago, Joe Thornton of the Florida Panthers played his 1,700th game. I guess here's my thing. What's more epic, 1,700 games played or Joe Thornton's beard?
Oh, his beard. I mean, come on.
That beard is fantastic. It is. With the white streak down the middle.
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy. And he's played, he's done it with what, four different franchises, I want to say. It looks like, I'm looking at this tweet, it was with Boston, San Jose, Toronto, and now Florida.
I mean, I remember him like, because out here in California, being the anchor of the Sharks for those,
right,
for all those years that they were, what I call them, Caps West. You know, they had the same problem that we did, dominating regular season, get to the playoffs and flame out. But yeah, he was like the guy for San Jose forever. And I don't know if he's with Florida this year. I don't think he's played in a cup final. I think he got there with San Jose when they finally got there and lost to Pittsburgh in 2016. I don't think he's ever won the cup though. If Boston, San Jose.
I don't think he's hoisted one. I don't think he was with he wasn't with Boston when they had their little cup run. You know, where they had about two or three earlier in the decade.
Got a shot with Florida. I mean, they maybe could pull it off.
Well, and I haven't looked at, like, I didn't take the time to go back and look at, like, what his ice time has been this year. But I know he's also not, you know, he's not playing 30 minutes a game, 40 minutes a game or anything like that. Like, he is a veteran presence, though, and is a model of consistency, clearly, because you've played 1,700 games, and I think only, like, six people in the history of the NHL have hit that number. It's some obscene number. Obscenely low number of people in the history of the NHL have played that many, but to be able to find a spot on a franchise for 1,700 games over the course of a career, I think a lot of people thought he was retiring after this past season, and he didn't. You know, he went to free agency and caught on. And so, again, you got to kind of raise your glass. A frustrating player. I always saw him as an antagonizing player. Mm-hmm. Like, he seemed to do really well about getting under the skin of my St. Louis Blues when we would play the Sharks. I really disliked playing the Sharks for a long, long time. So, just another quite an accomplishment and a storied career and a Hall of Fame career without a doubt after he retires, right? Joe Thornton, Hall of Famer?
Oh, first ballot. Yeah, easy. I mean, I'm looking through his career stuff, and he was in San Jose for their cup run. But yeah, he's never been able, I mean, he was there for 15 years from 2005 to 2020. So he wasn't with Boston when they won the cup in 2011. But I mean, yeah, as far as a role player, I mean, he's won a Hart Trophy. I believe he's won the MVP. So when you look at longevity and just being a consistent pain in the ass, like you would say, and a consistent player for whoever he's been on. Yeah, he's not going to log Ovechkin-like minutes right now, and he doesn't have to. But if he's got that veteran presence that might help Florida in the pinch get to the next level, I think, all that aside, yeah, he's clearly a first-ballot Hall of Famer. I'd love to see him get a cup, not at my team's expense, not at your team's expense, but, well, maybe your team's expense after last night, but,
fuck off. I get my moment after the next commercial break there, but I think there's nothing more to say other than to, again, once again, raise the coffee mugs to Joe Thornton and a career that is 1,700 games strong.
24 seasons.
Wow.
That's impressive.
I would love someday, this would be a fun project. Somebody who's done, it'd be interesting to see if you could log the total distance of skated for over 1,700 games for somebody like a Joe Thornton. Like, could you imagine how many trips around Earth that's got
to
be?
Yeah, that'd be a cool project to try and figure out. Okay,
I'm not the first to try that project,
but
that's a lot of ice time.
That's a lot of ice time.
All right, well, Dave, I told you that after this next commercial break, we're going to talk the meeting that has been, 800 and some odd days in the making. But before we go to that recorded commercial break, it is my duty to tell everyone that if you love what we do here at the Chairshot Radio Network and you love the content that's put out by thechairshot.com, that we really would love for you to head over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and invest in a chairshot.com t-shirt. We have all kinds of awesome designs to choose from. Everything from shows on the network like Bandwagon Nerds to various sayings and catchphrases that we like to use, like Baron Corbin sucks, hashtag journalism, to just OG and up-to-date Chairshot logos. All kinds of designs out there, reasonably priced, starting at $19.99. But if you're feeling fancy and you want to get something that feels nice and soft on your giblets, invest a few dollars more, get it soft style. You'll thank yourself. You'll be happy with yourself. New year, new you, time for a new shirt. Again, that's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. And as Christopher Platt would say, please and thank you. Thank you and please. When we come back, Dave and Patrick are going to talk about their two teams facing off this past Friday. You are listening to Chair Shot Radio, Hockey Talk Edition on the Chair Shot Radio Network, a part of the chairshot.com.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
All right, Dave. So we're recording this on Saturday afternoon. Thank you, by the way, for accommodating me needing a little extra time. Literally, it's because I overslept. And just having trouble getting out of the start.
Hey, like, man, you got COVID. You have a built-in excuse, buddy.
I slept for like 10 hours. It was crazy. And you ever do one of those where you sleep so much that when you wake up, you're just kind of like not there yet? Like, it just took me a while to get there. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. There were only two games on Friday, but one of them was between your beloved Washington Capitals and my beloved St. Louis Blues. And I was so excited because the NHL Network covered it. So I was actually able to watch my St. Louis Blues play for a change, which frankly, as of late, it seems like could be an amazing thing. Or can I just want to punch a wall, as in when they blew a 2-goal lead against the Pittsburgh Penguins and lost 5-3.
Thank you, because by the way.
Fucking Sid the Kid scoring. And we're still chasing Nashville. We're a point behind Nashville in the standings in the Central Division over in the West. But I'm going to read the text because I came into the game late. And so I knew we were playing because you had mentioned it. But let's see, where is it? Let's get back to the start. Nope, that's not it. Nope, still going. Man, you had a lot to play. So you were like 828 days since they played each other. Fun first period because it was tied 1-1.
Well, it was that, but it was so wide open in the first period and before both team. Well, let's be real. Before your team tightened things up and shut everything down.
You said forechecking is optional so far.
It was.
And my first comment about the game, because I came in really late in the period, kind of as a pleasant surprise. I thought I was going to have to do my usual follow the St. Louis Blues Twitter updates because I don't want to pay for center ice, though DirecTV is really trying to get me to buy center ice. And I catch a hooking penalty. Like, the Blues caught a hooking penalty with like 30 seconds to go in the first period, and I just text you back. I'm like, that hooking penalty was bullshit, which it was. You saw the replay. It was bullshit.
It was questionable. Like, yes.
It was bullshit. And you were like, the Caps power play is terrible. You know, it'll be all right. And it was. And then the Blues, yeah, they just sort of stopped letting Washington skate through the neutral zone with little resistance. And we punched your team in the mouth and scored 3 goals. And suddenly we're up. What?
The last one was a backbreaker. The one with like 0.5 seconds left, you know.
Yeah, we scored 3 goals. We scored 2 goals to go up 3-1, and Washington kind of quits on the period with about 5 seconds to go, or, you know, like a second to go. And I can't even remember. Was it, I'm going to forget who ripped it in. Bushnevich? Was it Bushnevich that did it?
No, he got the second goal. Hold on, I'll find it for you. So
yeah, I was like, I'm looking for the
Barbashev.
Barbashev, yeah, it was one of the Russians. I knew it was one of them. Ivan Barbashev ripping one from about the blue line too. Like it was pretty far out, and sure enough, went right over. Who is your starter?
Samsonov was in goal for that.
You were so mad at Samsonov and like hanging him out to dry. And I was like, dude, your defense was terrible.
They gave up there. But I mean, yeah, right. Anyway, it's your moment. I won't step on you.
I was pleasantly surprised by the performance of the St. Louis Blues. I joked. They did something that they sometimes have struggled to do this season, and that is they'll go in with a big lead. And this was what happened with Pittsburgh. They're not good at stepping on the throat of teams. And I got really frustrated. I saw this when they played Minnesota, and they let Minnesota back in. And Washington actually tried that same strategy. And I was pleased that the Blues actually hit the empty net. When about 5 minutes to go in the game, Caps go on a power play. It's still 4-1. You're still in it, technically. Like you're still kind of in the game, and I can't remember who scored the fourth goal too. Is that Sundqvist? That might have been Sundqvist.
The fourth or the empty netter?
The empty netter. Sorry.
Buchnevich scored the empty netter.
Buchnevich was, yeah. There were so many goals, you lose track. Like they all look alike. Yeah. But Buchnevich hitting that empty netter to truly break, like that killed the will of the Caps completely. Like that was like this last gasp. And the third period, the Caps were really, like they were living in the blue zone for quite a while. And then the Blues just sort of took it back after hitting that. I mean, we were looking for six at the end there. Like we had a bunch of odd man rushes, and kudos to what's his name who came in the
Fucali,
who really played his ass off and made the save of the night. Yeah. during a Blues power play, he loses his stick and somebody fires on him on like point blank range, and he makes a glove save. I don't know how you catch that. It was ridiculous.
The Caps need to take a closer look at this kid, because Samsonov has not been sharp this year. And I mean, kudos to the Blues for the win. There were some soft goals there that I thought Samsonov gave up, especially in the second period. That last one, you can't give that one up with 0.5 seconds left. But to be real, your backup, Huso, what was his name?
Huso or something. Yeah, it's like Huso.
He really played. Because, I mean, in the first period.
Yeah, not that guy doesn't play like all season.
No, like the first period, the Caps could have been up 3-0 in the first 10 minutes. But for a couple of missed opportunities and some really good saves from your backup. And then, yeah, the Blues just kind of took over. I mean, they like you're saying, they weren't letting him skate through the middle of the ice. And the Caps altered their strategy to just kind of go with more of that cycling possession thing, but it didn't matter. But yeah, the thing is, with your guys are very, very good at home, and the Caps are playing hurt. You know, you're missing Oshie, you're missing Backstrom, Mantha's still on the shelf. So I'm not going to use that as an excuse, but yeah, the Caps' problem right now is goaltending's pretty sketchy, and I don't know what the hell has happened to their power. Remember that this team a couple years ago was deadly on the power play. I mean, if you put them on the power play, you were fucked. And now
I was really impressed with, and I didn't realize this until they showed the stat at the end of the game. The Blues weren't going to let Alex Ovechkin score on them. He got five shots, I think it was, or five shot attempts, and only one was on goal.
Yeah.
Like they neutralized him. And he's been having a season, and you can do that when you've got key guys out. Like we were talking about TJ Oshie being out. Who's the other one?
Backstrom.
The other big time Backstrom, who just, he's played like two games.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. Backstrom and Oshie have played, like Backstrom's played, like you're saying, two or three games. Oshie's played less than half their games this season. The fact that they're still where they are, third place in the Metro,
right, yeah,
is pretty surprising. But, man, I did want to, I don't know if you want to talk about your guys some more. There's a couple of things I wanted to touch base on
some other stuff
outside of that game. like a couple weeks ago, we questioned whether there was an All-Star game this year or not. There is an All-Star game February 5th in Las Vegas. So because I saw some of the fan votes coming in.
I saw that too.
And I just know we haven't looked at the standings in a while. And
bring this up. I think I know where you're going. Bring it up.
You want to bring up Pittsburgh? The freaking Penguins, man.
They're 10
game winning streak. And I'll tell you, as much as I despise this team, a lot of the young guys that they had who you didn't know about have really come forward, and especially during this stretch. And they still are doing all this without Malkin. I was also going to note that the Boston Bruins are now in the second wild card in the East. So they've come back. Vegas has jumped to the top of the Pacific Division. Edmonton really struggling.
I was going to point out that maybe Tampa Bay isn't the top of the heap anymore. Conversation needs to be revisited as. Look who's standing there with 51 points.
And giving up when they came out of the break. They were giving up a shit ton of goals.
Right. They have the most points in the league.
They are who we thought they were.
And again, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And I guess the road to the cup still runs through Tampa. PC Tunney must be pleased.
I'm sure he is. He's got his Packers got the number one seed. The Lightning are number one in the NHL. The Bucks. It's just
let's talk about Tunney living large. Let's talk about you living small. Like Friday was a terrible day for you. And for me, I got to reap the benefits on both ends of it because my Blues beat your Caps, and you know, lapsed Bulls fan that I am. The first place Chicago Bulls beat your Wizards, and. University of Illinois graduate. Well,
beat
not graduate.
Beat Maryland.
Player. We did beat Maryland as well. Kofi Coburn beat Maryland, by the way.
True.
He out rebounded the Maryland Terrapins in the second half by himself, 15-10. It was obscene. But I was going to talk about they honored Ayo Dosunmu's jersey, put it up in the rafters at that Maryland game. And then the very next day he plays Washington and has the best game of his career to date as a rookie. He gets 16 points, played basically the entire fourth quarter. Not bad for a second round draft pick that people were worried wouldn't be able to shoot. He has carved himself out a role, and it's enough to make a lapsed NBA fan like myself at least pay attention to the standings and see how they're doing. Like, I'm so happy for him because it's good for my school.
I remember early in the year when the Bulls and Wizards got off to those really good starts and people were saying which team's got the staying power. And there were actually some foolish people who suggested Washington. Well, we see now where it is, and the Bulls are rolling. I mean, the Wizards have lost two of their last four games on a buzzer beater, and that's awfully hard to just come back from. I like where the Bulls are, man. They've got a good young core of players, and they just are. I mean, DeMar DeRozan is ridiculous. You know, the two buzzer beaters back to back never happened before in NBA history. So yeah, the Bulls are in a good place.
Billy Donovan, if he's not up for Coach of the Year this year, like I don't know who else is, because I mean, people expected the Bulls to be like maybe an 8 seed, right? And as of this recording, and I don't know that this is going to stick, honestly. Like, I don't know it's going to stick, but they're the number one team in the East right now. Like, who predicts that? Who saw that coming? And that has a lot to do with what's been built so far in Chicago. They're ahead of schedule for where they wanted to be, and that's an exciting problem to have. And football is relevant in Chicago again, or basketball is relevant in Chicago. Football is not relevant in Chicago.
Or in Washington, where we're gonna get a team name, Pat, on February. I'm so ready for them to say the official team name is the Washington Football Team, and just be like, you got to be shitting me.
That'd be the best troll job ever. I would actually applaud ownership over that. So that's okay. Your front office isn't going to, apparently word on the street is we are going to fire our head coach, retain our shitty GM, who it is on the record that like they're asking around, and like there's this thing that like no respectable coach is going to work for Ryan Pace if he's the GM. So the Bears are going to be terrible. And I think as we have gotten off the hockey talk, there you go, folks, a little bit of extra sports talk for our teams. And next week we will get back to our regular schedule, talk around the league and how teams are doing. This week was just kind of special again, with Dave and I's teams facing off for the first time in over 2 years. And that's
the first time since we ruined the banner raising ceremony for you guys.
Yeah, it's been a long time. So that's going to do it for this week's edition of Hockey Talk on Chair Shot Radio. Dave, before we get out of here, would you like to tell the folks where they can find you out there in the interwebs?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at @AttitudeAgg. That is at @AttitudeAgg, and also on Facebook.com/AttitudeOfAggression.
Excellent. And you can find me out there on the Twitterverse at Wrestling Realist. That is at WRESTLNGREALIST. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this week's edition of Hockey Talk. Next week, we will be back to our news around the nerdosphere. Jesus, I went bandwagon nerd here, everybody. News around the NHL. We will talk a lot more about some other teams besides Washington and the Blues, we promise. Thank you again for listening. This has been Hockey Talk on the ChairShot Radio Network, a part of
thechairshot.com. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.